The Pope gets it right. Well, as far as he goes. Although I've made my position clear in many of my works, let me state it once again. I am convinced that the Church of Rome is utterly corrupt, and that millions upon millions have been and are being eternally deceived by its teachings. But for once, I can quote the Pope with approval, at least as far as he goes. This is what he has just said. There is no such thing as harmless disinformation. Trusting in falsehood can have dire consequences. Too right, especially in the realm of eternal salvation. Fake political news is one thing, but in the spiritual realm, fake news, disinformation, and lies is an eternal disaster. And who is the biggest purveyor of spiritual disinformation and falsehood the world has ever seen? The papacy. And so I urge all Roman Catholics to pay close attention to the Pope's words and act upon them. Stop trusting in the Vatican's lies and listen to God. Long ago, when Israel was turning to nonsense instead of the word of God, the Lord addressed the people through Isaiah the prophet. And what he said then, he says today. To the teaching and to the testimony, if they will not speak according to this word, it is because they have no dawn. That is, go to Scripture. If they don't speak according to Scripture, it is because they are in the dark. Rome in a nutshell. Again, as Paul told Timothy, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. There you have it. Do not trust the teaching of men. Go directly to Scripture. As the Apostle went on to say, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. It's all here. Scripture is the authority. The time will come. It has come when men will turn away from Scripture and listen to fake news and lies. Rome, in a nutshell. So I strongly urge all Roman Catholics to heed the Pope's words on this issue. Give up the fake news the Vatican hands out and turn to Scripture. In closing, let me tell you the first thing you will find when you actually read Scripture and believe it. You will find all that Roman nonsense about Mary and saints and salvation by works is the fakest of all fake news. Here is the truth. Peter, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, declared, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. As Paul told the Romans, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. The righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So for once the Pope got it right as far as he went. Don't trust fake news. Go to Scripture. Go to Christ. For your everlasting salvation, trust the Lord Jesus and his saving sacrifice now.